91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here for Sunday service. Another special edition, another beautiful day, another riveting, magical time during the 8 portal. It is the last of the 8 portal till the 12th. It went on from the July 28th to the 12th. What a magical time. I swear it's been very magical. So, you know, the energies are very potent for really putting into the air and putting into the universe of what it is that we want and manifesting. So I'm going to make sure this is a really beautiful show. The 8th was the peak of it, the pinnacle of manifesting. So I hope you got in what you needed. Today I'm really grateful for this energy to be here and be here at WMFO and feel the love and send the love. So we're going to just have a great show. What's magical is that I came across this jug band called the Cannons Jug Stompers, and the song is called Going to Germany. We all know how much I love German magic and my connection with Germany. So I know this is a sign from spirit. I know this is a deep, magical, validating sign that we're going to have an amazing show and it's going to be an amazing day. So let's raise the vibration, remove any anxieties that we have from our week, day, or lives, or anything that we've been concerned over or obsessing about. We're going to hand it over to the Lord. We're going to hand it over to God. We're going to hand it over to our higher selves. And from 1 to 2 p.m., we're going to step into musical, magical bliss with American roots music and some inspirational speaking. And I hope you love it and I hope you enjoy it. And thank you for joining with me on this journey. As always, every time I get on the air, it's a journey. It's a manifesting. And I love you. And I love you all for it. So let's connect. Let's get into it. And let's play this beautiful playlist and get on with this magic. I'm here from 1 to 2 p.m. This is Sunday service. We are praising it. Praising the rock and roll lords. And we are connecting to a higher place of consciousness, expanding our mind, expanding our consciousness, expanding and opening up doors and dimensions into new places. So let's continue to do this magic as we are here with all of this.
I'm going to Germany. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to Germany. I'll be back some old day. Going to Germany. I'll be back some old day. Please tell me, Mama, what more can I do? Tell me, Mama, what more can I do? Not all I know that I can't get along.
Mr. Lewis, play. Let Mr. Lewis play.
Get away from my window. Stop knocking on my door. Go away from my window. Stop knocking on my door. I got no one. And you no more. When you's in trouble, I worked and paid your fine. When you's in trouble, I worked and paid your fine. Now I'm in trouble, you don't pay me no mind.
Oh, please, Mr. Lewis, please, please, huh? play. All players from down in Dixie now. Play it right on from down in Dixie.
Sentence.
Did captivate the mind of the listener of yesterday and the mind of the listener of today. So therefore, either with the big balls and the big hot sauce, we'll put the cap on the album. I play one.
Let it go down, 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 down. talking about the young girl. Yes, everybody's talking about the young girl. Love is so.
Everybody talking about the junk girl. Well, that's it. To all of you who have enjoyed this album thoroughly, yours too, to the Geeta with the Geeta. But again, I'd like to thank you for picking up on what I consider to be one of the best of the rock and roll rhythm and blues groups of yesterday. If you do go for the rock and roll and group sound of yesterday, there will be many more albums put out by yours to the Geeta with the Heathen. Until we musically meet again, this is he. Big Boss from Big Hot Sauce, reminding all my people at all times that musically, you only rock once, so therefore, keep on rocking, baby, because you really definitely only rock once.
The buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day, where the air is so pure, the zephyr so free, the breeze is so balmy and light, that I would not exchange my home on the range for all of the city so bright. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Red man was pressed from this part of the west, he's likely no more to return to the bank of Red River, where seldom if ever their flickering campfires burn. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light from the glittering stars, have I stood here amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, I love these wild flowers in this dear land of ours, the curlew I love to hear scream, and I love the white rocks and the antelope flocks that graze on the mountaintops green. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Then I would not exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Low, low,
somebody new, baby, we'll say we're through, and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything, and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Somebody new, and baby, we'll say we're through, and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! What's happening? A field trip! Welcome to Outer Space Class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burnt dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? It's water. Cool, clear water. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water. But with the dawn, I wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads a burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? It's water. Cool, clear water. Cool, clear water. Cool, clear water.
Souls, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So today on this beautiful day, as we're entering in and still into the portal, we are in alignment with exactly where it is that we need to be. So let's raise the vibration and the connectivity of where it is that we need to go, what we need to be, and who we are and where we're healing. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for a new phase in our life. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us. And what is it that we need to grow and change and connect to? What is this in the higher self, in the higher dimension of a higher vibration? Infinite Spirit, in the higher vibration, in the higher dimension, I love you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for letting me raise my vibration so I can feel the theme of today is understanding vibration raising, understanding that your shield, you are protected, understanding that you are protected and that you are safe. And as we're understanding that you're protected and we're safe, we are loved and we are connected and we are the connection and the connectivity of the infinite good. We're arriving here on time. We're arriving here on time and the magic and Sunday service and letting us be exactly who we want to be and letting us to share our love, share our inspiration, share our hope, share our dreams. We are beautiful beings of light, beautiful beings of the infinite now. And as we share this coming together and connecting and being in the portal of beautiful air and beautiful breathing into this richness and abundance. This is what it's all about. We understand that we are abundant. We understand that whatever it is that we need, whatever it is that we need to be connected with, whatever it is that we need to be in love with, whatever we need to be in harmony with, it is within us. We understand that bringing out the best in us and expanding. Our job is to expand. Our job is not to add. Our job is to expand. Our job is to expand in the love that we already have. And that is the whole reminder. That is the beautiful and the best reminder that we could possibly have right here in this moment is that we already have it. We already have the love. We already have the money. We already have the wellness, the abundance, and the pure being. We already have what it is inside of us, and Infinite Spirit comes in. Infinite Spirit comes in and reminds us that where you're at and who you are is an extension of your outer world. It is a reminder that if you are not happy with the story that is going on outside of yourself, that you change it within. You change the channel, you change the radio station, you change the television channel, you change the frequency and what you want it to be. All of those you want to connect with, you cannot connect with unless you are on that frequency, unless you become that. So think about those things and think about the world you want to be in. Think about the people you want to harmonize with. If you want to harmonize with those people, if you want that to be into your reality, the picture that you see, the movie that you see, the vision that you see, and that's what you're experiencing, you must be that. You must become that. So this is a reminder. What are you becoming? What is it that you want to become? Because this is the reminder to manifest this. Manifesting who we want to be is not just about manifesting something we believe may be a good idea, that we think is a good idea, or that something that we saw somewhere that told us it was a good idea to have. So often we see other people in our lives with things. We see people on Instagram, Facebook, television, advertisements. And sometimes these are messages, subliminal messages, trying to tell us that this is how you should live. This is the standard, and this is what you should strive for. And sometimes we blindly believe that. Sometimes we do believe that in order to be loved and accepted, these things that we are being pushed in our face, that is the standard or that is the high value, is exactly what we should strive to be. And this is connected to the suffering, the deep suffering of the human experience, because so many of us play these roles. We take on these roles. We play these pretend roles and we say, we connect this and say, oh, that's what I want. That's what I should be. I mean, have you ever understood the lunacy of, you know, even going back to a great example is days of slavery. They had a master and the owner, colonizers who come and they tell you, and you're enslaved by these people, and they tell you, well, this is how you should live. This is how you should be. This is the standard of where, this is the higher standard of living. And we're going to tell you this. We're going to tell you the way that what you're doing is wrong, and the way we're doing these things is right. And over time, you start believing that, and over time, you start becoming brainwashed into believing your slave owners are right about the way you should look, the way you should act, the way you should be, what is the perfect standard of living, when it was all a lie. Because in the end, they wanted what you had. They told you a lie about yourself because you were the standard of living. So they created a fugazi. They've created an illusion of a picture for you to follow because they felt bad about who they were and wanted so badly to be you. That goes on every day. the lies and the myths that are told to exceptional people, special people, beautiful people who are already perfect in the way that they are, not because they go around advertising themselves as to be the best and the greatest and get into a cocky mode, but because they're so humble and so comfortable with what they've been given. They're so okay. They're so loving of what the Lord and God has already given them. So they walk around with that confidence, and all of a sudden somebody sees that. Somebody wants to be that. So instead of that person that wants to have what that person has, to understand that they can bring that within themselves and love what they've been given, instead they tell a lie to those people that they are not enough. All because of the simple secret that they wanted to be them. So it's so important to always express to people the truth. And that's what Infinite Spirit comes in to tell us. That's what Infinite Spirit comes in. We tell people the beauty and the love of who they are. And it shines and it adds to you, and you start becoming that. We're not complimenting or loving people or trying to put people on pedestals because we're trying to get something, or we're trying to be something that we're not, or we're trying to accumulate. We do it because our deep nature knows that it feels good to do that, to uplift other people. Our deep nature knows that when we do that for others, we do that to ourselves, because everybody is a reflection of ourselves, and we know effortlessly it will come back. I remember having an experience where I walked by this girl on the street, and she just had the most amazing outfit. And she just looked great. And I was just like, I have to tell her this. Not because I want her to say the same thing back to me. Not because I want anything in return. But because it, in my heart of knowing, me expressing this, it's going to make her day great. And we know what that's like, to make someone's day great because of a simple, loving compliment. Not only that, it's just her beauty. Her beauty was like, wow, I want that. And instead of feeling a certain way, or feeling like, oh, I could never be that, or feeling envious or not having enough or believing that she isn't an extension of myself, I believed that she was an extension of myself. And that I went to tell her this compliment, she lit up and she was just already confident. And I love that. I loved that it wasn't a surprise to her. When I told her how great she looked, it was like she knew, but in pure humbleness. It wasn't anything, you know, cocky. And it was just a great exchange of energy, because there were so many things of admiration I exchanged to seeing her beauty. And lo and behold, I was walking on that same spot, that same street. Another girl said to me in that exact spot as I passed by her, she loved my outfit in the same spot that I told that other girl. I was not looking for that. That's not what I was looking for. You see, but I got it and I received it in that same exact spot. You see, what you give to others, you give to yourself. I saw a vision of beauty that I admired so much that I was like, yeah, I would love to glow just like her. And it happened, because it was pure givingness. It was pure non-attachment. It was just love. And it was reflecting and it is proof that every good thing you see about someone is within you. Everything you admire about someone else is within you. That's why you're seeing it. That's why you're witnessing it. You are a mirror of that. Always remember, what you give to others, you give to yourself. This is an abundant universe. This is a loving universe. And there is enough for everyone to go around. You must have this. You must exert this into the air, into the airways of love. That is the channeling of love. So remove yourself from these advertisements. Remove yourself from what the beauty standard for the male and female should be. What the career opportunity, the jobs, whatever it is. Whatever that is showing you what you should be. And go within and find the happiness within yourself, your own uniqueness, your own unique beauty, your own unique interests, your own unique talents, your own unique connecting and connection with this world, and embrace it, because I'm telling you, it is an inspiration. It is an inspiration for others to find their uniqueness within themselves, to love themselves. Wow, what beautiful words from Spirit. And I hope you've received this with love and joy and magic. And I hope you are able to connect with this and understand that love giving is priceless. It doesn't cost anything. All it does is create more and more wealth in your life, more abundant energy and more health. So it's very important that we continuously give love to people as much as we are capable. Thank you so much. So if you're just joining, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And this is The Portal, and we're manifesting good. We're manifesting love. We're just manifesting to be the best that we can be and spreading that energy all around town, everywhere we go. Isn't it feel nice? Doesn't it feel nice to share? Doesn't it feel nice to give? It's always been in the giving. So anyways, let's continue. Oh, here is beautiful music from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Perfect for Sunday service. Keep on the Sunny Side of Life. I know you all love that. So this is a great song. Good to uplift the energies that we have here. So stay tuned. We're here till 2 p.m. I love you so much. Let's continue to listen to some more beautiful American roots music and praise the Lord and be in our best.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life, but there's
today, crushing hope that we cherish. taking chances, because a lover, so
telephone.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. As I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we are simply outskies. It is 1:54, right on the dot, and we are ending. Oh, but you'll see me Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m., of course. And life will be a dream. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. I loved these oldies that we had. You know, we had a really good mixture of jug band and, you know, some a lot of 50s doo-wop with some country, which was really good. No bluegrass today, actually. Like, I mean, I think, you know, we did have some Don Flemings. That was very more, that song was more on the kind of folky Home on the Range country side. But yeah, this was a great playlist. I loved it. I loved the whole, the nostalgia surrounding it, and just really happy to be here on, during the portal, during the eight, you know, Lions Gate, which is magnificent. And so, yeah, we'll be here at the end on the 12th of the Lions Gate portal, which is pretty cool, I think. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you got what you needed in terms of your spiritual fill, expanding your vibration and uplifting your vibration, expanding your vibration, uplifting the vibration, all of that good stuff. And I hope you feel good today. I hope you have a great, beautiful Sunday. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will catch you on the flip side from 5 to 7 right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love you. Here's some Ricky Nelson. Baby, lift up your spirits. Ooh.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe for what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah, oh, well, I believe. Do believe, yeah, believe. Well, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Thank you. I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. But I'm new here. Will you show me around? Met a woman in a bar, told her I was hard to get to know, nearby impossible to forget. Should have had an ego on me, size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. That means big, small. And I'm sitting taste like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to a voice of reason. I'm